All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and every week we discuss issues relating to mental health, particularly from my viewpoint, which is a more holistic approach to things. When we talk about holistic, I'm talking about body, mind, and spirit, which actually is the topic of tonight's show, which is psychotherapy and spirituality. Talking about spirituality, talking about what it means to find a sense of balance in one's life also pertains to the title of the show, which is Tell the Truth Faster. My belief and what I've learned over the years is if there is a communication we are leaving unsaid, unspoken, and maybe the communication is something we're leaving unacknowledged within our own heart and mind, which means we haven't even told ourselves the truth about something yet, let alone another being or a higher power, then we're not in the moment. If we're rehearsing something that we want to say or should have said, if we're agonizing over what was or what might be, we're not in the moment. And the peace comes from being in the moment and dealing with life as it faces us now in an honest way and often a courageous way. A quote I saw this week actually by Mae West, she said, "For a long time I was ashamed of the way I lived." And when she was asked, "Did you reform?" she said, "No, I'm just not ashamed anymore." She moved out of the self-judgment, the criticism, the fear and worry about what other people are going to think, and lived her life with the level of integrity that worked for her and the level of pleasure and joy that worked for her. Now, all of us will define that differently, but the key is not to be stuck in the guilt, the shame, the recriminations, all the things that take us out of our own sense of balance. But that also means if there are things that keep repeatedly taking us out of balance, if there are patterns, if there are belief systems, if there are behaviors, if there are certain people in our lives that we know always seem to have a similar impact on us, or we seem to create a certain situation over and over and over again, then maybe it's not those situations. Maybe there is something that we need to explore deeper within ourselves in order to discontinue the repetition of the pattern, to stop living in fear of whatever it is that's been going on. I think it's appropriate, since we're talking about psychotherapy and spirituality, that I'm going to read a little bit here from the introduction to Love is Letting Go of Fear by Gerald Jampolsky, who is a psychiatrist. Somebody who's been around for a long time. He founded the Center for Attitudinal Healing up in Tiburon, California. And he wrote in his introduction to Love is Letting Go of Fear, "There is an increasing recognition among people everywhere that we are destroying ourselves in the world in which we live. We do not seem to be able to change the world, to change other people, or to change ourselves. Many of us, myself included, have felt the futility of trying to rid ourselves of frustration, conflict, pain, and illness, while still holding on to our old belief systems. Today, there is a rapidly expanding search for a better way of going through life that is producing a new awareness and a change of consciousness. It is like a spiritual flood that is about to cleanse the earth. This transformation of consciousness is prompting us to look inward. And as we explore our inner spaces, we recognize the harmony and the at-one-ment or atonement that has always been there. As we look inward, We also become aware of an inner intuitive voice which provides a reliable source for guidance. When the physical senses are hushed and we begin to listen to that inner voice and surrender to it, we notice that moments of true healing and growth occur. In this silence, where the conflict of personalities has ceased to interest us, we can experience the joy of peace in our lives. Now he goes on and says a lot more in there. But the part, one of the parts that I like about it is that here you have a medical man, a medicine man, a physician, a psychiatrist, who is actually talking about the importance of spirituality in the process of healing. There's a quote from Paracelsus that says, "The cure comes from the medicine, and the art of medicine originates in charity. Hence, to be cured is not a work of faith, but one of sympathy. The true ground of medicine is love." Now, I know that a lot of people, because of childhood traumas or conditioning and things like that, when they're thinking of spirituality, when we're talking about whatever, however you define that, when we're talking about spirituality, a lot of us immediately connect it with religion. And I know that myself, you know, I was raised Jewish and had my own experience with that, which actually laid a pretty decent foundation for me, as I believe most religions lay a pretty decent foundation for most people. The essence of most of them, in my mind, are teaching love, are teaching, you know, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Don't fly planes into the World Trade Center and don't write graffiti and horrible things on people's houses and cars. In other words, we're all here to live in peace. We're all here to honor our differences. And so often, unfortunately, all too often, we've seen religion in and of itself take what is pure and simple and the essence of what I believe all of us are, which is love, and put all the doctrine and hierarchy into it. Now, that doesn't mean every clergy and every religion and every part of the world, wreaks havoc with the religion, because I believe in most cases it's a very supportive and loving and effective thing for people to have in their lives. But it's the difference between a religion being self-empowering to really help one understand that inner sense of who they are in relationship to a higher power. And that's where I separate religion from spirituality or higher power. And when I'm working with clients doing psychotherapy, it's just as important for people to look at the fears that they have around however they have been taught to define God, the shame, the guilt that has been focused around all that, and to be able to move into a place where they're not living in fear, where they are living in the moment. Ram Dass wrote a book, Be Here Now. It's the same thing. There are so many different ways. Tell the truth faster is saying the same thing. The Course in Miracles is saying the same thing. There are two emotions. There's fear and there's love, and fear is an illusion. Love's what's real, and if we stay conscious of what's real, then there will be no fear. So, to me, doing psychotherapy without dealing with one's sense of spiritual connection or lack of, and how the body comes into play with all this, how the body is constantly communicating with us, how our resistance to peace, our resistance to love, creates so much pain in our bodies as well as in our psyches. It's an important place to go, and in any type of personal growth, whether it's within therapy, whether it's in workshops, whether it's books, whether it's yoga, it is an important aspect to find the balance for ourselves in terms of body, mind, and spirit. there are a lot of therapists, and I know quite a few therapists that have a difficult time even broaching that topic in the context of the therapy that they're doing. And I believe that, like anything else, either you have confidence in it and the ability to draw that out of people and to allow them to feel safe in the context of a therapy session. That usually happens when you have a sense of comfort and peace with your own journey on that, or it's something that is uncomfortable and difficult and is avoided by that therapist. At some point or another, I've had many clients who have been in therapy with other therapists, and it has been the missing piece. And I know in my own life, there were many years where I knew I wasn't, well, I didn't know it at the time. It's more hindsight now. I realized that there was a whole aspect of my own psyche and my own being, and that was what Jampolsky talked about, that inner voice. And I talk about it a lot on the show, is, you know, if you have no other way to define spirit, define it as your own intuitive voice, the voice that has your best interest at heart and is guiding you on the higher road for your own well-being, as opposed to the voice that too many of us all too often listen to, which is that voice of fear, warning, shame, guilt, and the like. And the purpose of tonight's show, actually, and my guest, Lorraine Gordon, who I'll be introducing in a little while, this is the focus, from my understanding of speaking with her and looking through her website and materials, this is her focus, and that's why she becomes such a perfect guest for this particular show. And from what I've seen and heard from her, she'd relate to most of the shows we do on here. So, without any further ado, I'd like to welcome Lorraine Gordon to the show. Welcome, Lorraine.
Thank you, Stuart. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm glad you're with us tonight. We have a few minutes before we go to break. I'd like you to actually start by introducing yourself a little bit more than I don't think I can do you justice in terms of who you are and what you do. And I'd like at some point to find out how you got onto this journey yourself.
Well, like so many of your listeners, I'm assuming, I'm a seeker, and I have been a seeker since a very, very early age. And in the work that I do, we don't drag around our past. But just to give you an idea of, you know, what propelled me into seeking, I came from a rather abusive household, and there just wasn't a lot of safety. I didn't have any control, and I felt, you know, frightened and fearful and depressed most of the time. So at about age 13, I started reading. And at that time, I read books by Dale Carnegie and Napoleon Hill. And I found that with their teachings, I gained a semblance of control over my life. I felt that I just wasn't right somehow. And in reading the material, I knew that I could make myself right. And this is how I interpreted it at that time. Of course, since then, you know, my understanding has changed a great deal. But it was a way for me to heal. And then I went on to a book called Psycho-Cybernetics. You might have heard of that.
Yeah, I have, yes.
And it was enormous for me. It just taught me so much, and I recognized how much creative ability I had. I realized that I was part of the creative process, part of God, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I found I had a tremendous talent for manifestation. Mm-hmm. And manifestation became my focus for most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And this means, of course, that I spent a great deal of time manifesting things, you know, stuff, jobs, money, positions, cars, you know, jewelry.
Okay.
That sort of thing.
Well, right now we've manifested a break. So hold that thought and stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this break.
Terrific.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
The National Institute for the Prevention of Workplace Violence is a center for research, communication, program development, consulting, and training to educate employers, employees, and unions about the growing threat of violence in the workplace and how to deal with it. Barry Nixon is the managing partner and has spent 20 years consulting and developing programs that provide solutions to workplace violence. The Institute offers a workplace violence booklet written in simple, straightforward language which explains everything from how employees can recognize violent situations and what to do to prevent it. For membership information, which would include a free telephone consultation, and to order the booklet, call 949-770-5264 or write to National Institute for the Prevention of Workplace Violence at 110 Pine Avenue, Long Beach, California, 90802. That phone number again is 949-770-5264.
Hey, this is Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Rad. I'm here to remind you that drunk drivers are still a major killer of young adults in this country. So always choose a designated driver.
I know for sure that life is beautiful around.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and Rad.
Globetrotters. It's an event you'll never forget. Come enjoy the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. Unforgettable.
One night only at America West Arena, appearing Thursday, February 7th at 7 p.m. Tickets available at the arena box office or order online at Ticketmaster.com.
Talk to our expert hosts. In the Phoenix area, call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles. And tonight's topic is psychotherapy and spirituality. And my guest is Lorraine Gordon. And Lorraine, you were in the process of sharing a little bit of your own journey into how you became the teacher and, I guess, the student that you are.
Yes, student is so important. I'm always the student, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was saying, manifestation became my focus in life. It gave me the tools to put myself in a position where I finally felt that I was, well, actually I didn't feel it, but I was hoping that I would feel as if I was good enough. And maybe by the accumulation of things and jobs and, ego types of satisfaction, I would get that sense of relief that I was so looking for. And because I was such a good manifester and a natural teacher, I started teaching manifestation techniques along with, you know, many of the other things that I did in my life. But I got to a point a couple of years ago where I was very busy, involved with a corporation, and I was, you know, attempting to create a huge, lofty goal where there was a lot of money, a lot of ego satisfaction involved. Very few people had done this. And I saw myself at the top. I saw myself you know, with, you know, at the pinnacle, with these very elite, this very elite bunch. But what happened to me is as I was doing my way of manifesting, and part of that would be visualization and things of that nature, I really don't even want to go into it mm-hmm. because I wouldn't even begin to teach that again.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was seeing myself in this position, the words kept coming to me, so what? And I had to ignore it. I had to ignore those words because if I were to listen to what I was obviously being told, that this really wasn't going to satisfy me, then I was nobody. Mm-hmm. I mean, what was I without if I wasn't a manifester?
Mm-hmm.
And so I pressed on and I kept hearing that very, you know, those hints that it wasn't going to be all it was cracked up to be. And I pressed on and I pressed on, and finally I got very sick and I had to quit. I had no choice. I was sick for about a year. And as a matter of fact, I thought I was dying. The doctors couldn't diagnose me. Some of my best friends thought I was dying. And Stu, to tell you the truth, I didn't really care. I wasn't suicidal,
mm-hmm.
but I had lost my persona. I didn't know who I was any longer. I didn't know how to relate to the world. And around that time, I picked up an incredible book called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And I had started to get well prior to the time I picked up the book, and I planned a trip to India. And I spent a lot of time on my journey to India. It was like 45 hours, including stopovers, reading a section of that book that had to do with pain. And Eckhart Tolle refers to that as the pain body. And I read that section over and over again, of course knowing that after 20 years of psychotherapy, I couldn't possibly have any pain. I had done every modality known in terms of healing myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had seen psychiatrists. I had done Rolfing, rebirthing. You know, I'd been meditating all my life. I've been a seeker, you know, forever. So how could I possibly have pain body?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Stuart, it probably wouldn't have to have been 20 years if I only would have found a shrink like you.
Thank you.
It would have been so much better because the missing ingredient was the holistic approach. The
right.
missing ingredient was the spirituality,
mm-hmm.
very obviously, and I yearned for that. But anyway, I got to India. Everything was absolutely wonderful. I was in a gorgeous place. The people were magnificent. Food was perfect. Fabulous teachers, chanting and meditating all day, and I was in deep, deep pain, deep depression, and there was no actual reason for it. And I was walking to my room, and I got very angry. I thought, I really don't have to travel 45 hours to India to get depressed. I could be depressed
yeah.
in Los Angeles. I mean, I don't have to do this. And I walked into the door of my room, and I recognized, oh, my God, this is my pain body. This is my pain body acting up. And I did something very, very, very simple and very practical. I recognized that it was my pain body, which is an accumulation of energy, of old pain and old disappointment, suffering and hurts and rejections, etc., that was in essence taking me over, that it wasn't really me, but it was the perceptions that this energy of pain was giving me.
Mm-hmm.
And I started understanding how to bring in my observing presence and watch myself and simply watch the pain that I was having, even watch the pain that I was feeling. And I did this. I did it moment by moment for about 3 days, and I'm not going to tell you it was easy. It wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of that 3 days, I had a healing that was so enormous, it was like taking off a 200-pound coat. And Stuart, that changed my entire life. I knew at that point that if I could have that kind of a healing, that was what I needed to do. I needed to teach other people how to have those healings themselves. I needed to give other people the tools and the techniques, and since then it's evolved to a very, very practical approach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my soul's purpose, my dharma. I have never felt happier or more satisfied or more on purpose in my life than I do right now.
Well, what you just described was what I was saying earlier about tell the truth faster. As soon as you were able to get clear and honest with yourself about what that was, your pain body, and
yes.
and what contributed to it,
it was the beginning of being able to start releasing it and move beyond it and leave it behind. And
yes,
that's
exactly.
Telling the truth faster. And you also mentioned the perception issue, because I know the Course in Miracles, I don't know if you've studied much of the Course.
A lot of my students have studied the Course of Miracles and then come to this work and find mm-hmm. it works so beautifully together, only it's almost like a step further.
Because the definition in the Course in Miracles of a miracle is a change in perception.
Mm.
Shifting out of the fear and the belief that something is frightening, hurtful, painful, or a lack of love, to changing that perception and seeing that in this moment there is nothing to fear. And again, what I love about what I'm hearing, one of the things I love about what I hear you saying is the vocabularies vary, but the meanings are almost always the same. Like I was saying about, if you look at all the world's religions, you know, they're all teaching the same thing. And a lot of the paths, and we all have to keep being willing to open ourselves up to what new teachers have to say to us, because we never know which one of those vocabularies is going to resonate for us.
So true.
You know?
So true.
So we're going to talk more with Lorraine after this break. So please stay tuned, and if you feel like calling in to ask a question, feel free.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Is your business or organization stalled on the information superhighway? If your competition is cruising right along, you've got some catching up to do. You need to call the Knowledge Sculptors. Founded in 1988, the Knowledge Sculptors provide services in the areas of internet technology, consulting, systems integration, maintenance, production support, management, and re-engineering issues. Joe Chismarek, the CEO of the Knowledge Sculptors, has over 20 years of experience in information technology and expertise in various industries and computer platforms. Joe Chismarek has taught, lectured, and consulted on the use of computers and information technology. The Knowledge Sculptor serves companies in manufacturing, sales, distribution, insurance, finance, and communications. The Knowledge Sculptors can help lead your business or organization into the 21st century. Call today, 1-800-635-7703. That's 1-800-635-7703.
Do you take vitamin supplements? Are you trying to lose weight? 180 million Americans supplement without knowing what is appropriate for their specific metabolic needs. In the past, customization of vitamin supplements was only available to top athletes and the wealthy. Now you can scientifically customize your supplements for your health and weight loss needs at an affordable price. Please call Dr. Corrine O'Brien at 480-970-6116. That's 480-970-6116.
This program is sponsored in part by the American Mathematical Society in Providence, Rhode Island, serving the mathematics community worldwide. Visit the AMS website at www.ams.org to learn more about what's happening in today's mathematical sciences.
Here's your current Hot Talk 1100 KFNX weather forecast, heard at the top and bottom of every hour.
You're listening to Hot Talk 1100 KFNX with Don Imus in the morning from 5 to 9 a.m. and the Tom Likas Show from 4 to 8 p.m.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and today's topic is psychotherapy and spirituality. And my guest tonight is Lorraine Gordon. And we were just talking about the various approaches and paths that, you know, like they say, all roads lead to Rome. There's another quote I found this week also said by Blaise Pascal, who lived in the 1600s. I don't really know who he is, but I love the quote. Most of the evils in life arise from a man's being unable to sit still in a room. And that leads me, Lorraine, into asking you more about the name of your journey is A Journey into Now.
Yes.
And that means being in present moment. And most of us find it torturous to be sitting with ourselves quietly without something to distract us, without something to do. And I know that's where we start hearing the voices, you know, that are guiding us. How does A Journey into Now fit with what you've been telling us so far, and what do your students seem to be getting out of it?
Pardon me?
Okay. Lorraine, you want to answer that question, and then we'll take a caller.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Oh, I said after hearing that quote about how difficult it is for people to just sit still in a room and be present in just the moment, you call your journey a journey into now. So I was asking how A Journey into Now relates to what we've been talking about, and what do your students seem to be getting out of it?
Well, you know, the benefits are just so, there's so many benefits. I'm so thrilled with what my students are getting and what I've gotten. But to come back to what you were saying in reference to sitting in a room by yourself, so often what happens is when we are quiet, we become more aware of the many continuous thoughts that are going through our minds. And these thoughts make us stressed and tense and anxious and nervous and anxiety-ridden. A lot of our thinking is what we call the mental tormentor. And that's the voice that's telling us we just aren't good enough and we can't do it right. And and that's the voice that's giving us the doubt and the fear and the, you know, the negative kinds of information that we all are so accustomed to having, we don't even notice it. And sometimes when we're quiet, that's when we begin to hear what's always going on in our head.
Well, we have a quiet voice waiting on the line. We have a caller named Sylvia.
Yes.
Are you there, Sylvia?
I'm here.
Hi. Where are you calling from, Sylvia?
I'm calling from Southern California.
Okay. And how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Good.
A long day.
You got a question for us?
I wanted to ask, what is the name of your guest?
Lorraine Gordon.
Yeah, Lorraine. I wanted to ask her, I believe that she did a retreat in Santa Barbara. I have a friend that I think went to her retreat.
Yes, I just did. The first of January.
It was about 2-3 weeks ago. Yeah. She swore by it. She came back higher and transformed and joyful, and she was thrilled.
That's so good to hear.
Yeah. She was thrilled. I wanted to ask you. You know this being present and being in, you know, present and the now sounds so beautiful, and I just can envision myself sitting around and contemplating every single thing, and you know, and then you know, not getting anything done, not raising the children, not paying the bills, not vacuuming the carpet, not doing the laundry, not.
You know, that is really.
I mean, it sounds really wonderful, but how do I pay the bills? How do I raise my children? You know,
Lorraine, I'll let you. It's a great question, actually, because a lot of people get this misconception about it. So, Lorraine, why don't you go ahead with that?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we have things that we have to do, and the idea is that as we take care of our lives, as we raise our children, as we do the laundry, as we go to our job, that whatever we do, we are completely engaged in that. So it doesn't mean that we're going to go sit someplace and do nothing but contemplate our navel and forget about our responsibilities in life. What it does mean is that we get more joy out of everything that we do, because while you're with your children, you are with your children. You are available to hear what it is that they're trying to say to you. Whereas most of the time, I know I'm a mother myself, and I was, I didn't have this information when I was raising my son. And so when I was with him, I was mentally feeling guilty that I wasn't doing something else. And then when I was doing something else, I was feeling guilty that I wasn't with my son. So I didn't get the benefit of anything. And unfortunately, neither did my husband and neither did my child, because I wasn't present while I was with them. And that's what this work teaches you to do. It teaches you to quiet down your mind and to become available to those that you love. And your life becomes joyous. And you actually find in many cases you get more done, because while you're doing whatever it is you're doing, your attention is on it, and you do a better job. You're not slipshod, for example. Does that kind of tell you what you were looking for?
Yeah, I can just see myself getting so into becoming so conscious that I wouldn't want to do all these other things, maybe. Well, I mean, I would want to be with my children, but I think maybe I wouldn't want to do the laundry.
Well, I think the key to any of this growth, whether it's in the context of therapy or, people's own, personal path and teachers, the key is that the goal is that we're becoming more conscious beings, that we're more aware of what's inside us as well as what's around us, and that the time we take to learn these tools and techniques and to center ourselves and clear our minds and stuff, that it's a part of our lives. It doesn't mean, like you're describing, Sylvia, about going to a mountaintop or a monastery and spending the rest of your life there. It's about making use of that so you go back out into the world so that, like what Lorraine said, is that you're actually in the company of other beings, more conscious and, in a sense, more open, so that they're experiencing more of your love and you're more receptive to the love that's around you coming towards you. So,
I guess from the exterior, the structure would look the same. Just within me and where my attention is focused would be clearer and more more focused.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, Sylvia. I'm glad you were listening.
One more thing.
Okay.
Lorraine, is there a way I can get in touch with you, or do you have an email address or something that
I do,
or website or something? Should you give it?
Well, yeah. She has a website, www.ajourneyintonow.com. One word, a journey into now.
Journey into now.
And I'll repeat that again before the end of the show.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And you can always reach her via the website for the show, which is tellthetruthfaster.com, and there'll be a hyperlink.
What is it? Tell the truth what?
Tellthetruthfaster.com.
Okay. That's
so
right.
That way you get, what's going on with my show each week, as well as the hyperlink directly to Lorraine's site in case you forget it.
Yes. Okay,
Thanks for calling, Sylvia.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Good question.
Yes, I know. I mean, a lot of people do think, if I start this journey, even with more traditional therapy, people think that, if you're thinking psychoanalysis, you're thinking 4 or 5 times a week for the next 10 years of your life. I mean, it's a major commitment if you're going that route. I don't, I know that's been helpful for some people, but, I think, again, even the therapy, to me, needs to be more holistic and balanced in terms of, I encourage my clients not just to make use of what they're doing in the context of my office, whether it's rebirthing, therapy, or whatever, but that they seek out other teachers, and they seek out workshops, and they seek out books, and tell me about them and stuff, because I'm still growing from it, too. So I think it's important that, again, we understand there's a smorgasbord out there and to make use of it.
It's interesting. I just did a seminar in New York, and I have the same questions come up no matter where I am, if it's internationally or in the States. People have concerns. They're afraid of change. And what this work is about is, change can be scary for people. Mm-hmm. But personally, I found, and it seems that my students have found, that when they really grasp and understand this, that the joy that they are able to have and the bliss by getting into the present moment so overshadows the highs and the lows that sometimes they're afraid they may not get mm-hmm. once they get present.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, wasn't there one great yogi said, oh, I think it was Hafiz, H-A-F-I-Z, said, mm-hmm. elation is the booby prize of life. Because after the elation, we have to fall into a low. So I find people are sometimes afraid or nervous about getting present because they feel that perhaps they won't have, you know, that emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they don't have the tremendous highs and the tremendous lows. But they have a sense of bliss
mm-hmm.
and a sense of peace and a purpose that they didn't have before.
But people who are conditioned to drama and trauma are feel like that drama and trauma sometimes is the only thing that reminds them that they're alive. So there is an inbred fear that if they give up the drama and trauma, that peace won't feel alive enough.
So true. Boy.
So we're going to take a break, and we have a caller when we get back. So Betty, hold on, and we'll be back with Lorraine. Stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and
yeah.
relationships. Get the information you need on
Hi,
these topics
Stuart.
And more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even
uh-huh.
a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for
it,
information
was it okay
regarding
if
his
I
work.
Call?
At www.tellthetruthfaster.com,
yeah.
you can find additional links
I
for groups, organizations,
tonight,
and websites oh. dedicated to help you identify and heal
yeah.
the issues you are experiencing. Yeah. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Do you have questions about life, relationships, happiness? Would you like to better understand yourself and others? Attend a free introductory lecture at the local Dianetics or Scientology Center. L. Ron Hubbard, author of Dianetics, discovered answers which have helped millions lead happier lives. Find out at the free introductory lecture every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at 2111 West University Drive in Mesa, between the 101 Freeway and Dobson Road. Call 480-833-0610 for details. In a friendly atmosphere, your questions about life, relationships, and happiness will be answered. You may also take a free personality test and find out more about yourself, utilizing your full potential and achieving your goals. Something can be done to improve life. Find out at the free introductory lecture Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at 2111 West University Drive in Mesa. For details, call 480-833-0610. That's 480-833-0610.
Great leaders are found throughout an organization, not just at the top. To find out how to create leaders within your own workforce, tune in to Our American Workplace Monday evenings at 8. Your host, Tom Pierce, will be applying his personal knowledge and experience to help you deal with such topics as finding the right job, what employers are looking for, utilizing performance appraisals, stress and spirituality in the workplace, and more. That's Our American Workplace every Monday evening at 8, only on Hot Talk 1100 KFNX.
My mom always told me it wasn't good to smoke cigarettes. I know some folks can't stop. Now there's BioCrave for them folks. It's natural and will stop you from smoking. To get some BioCrave, call 877-798-1869 or go to the web at breakthehabit.net and order some now.
Talk to our expert hosts. In the Phoenix area, call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back.
Welcome back to
Here's
Tell the
Stuart
Truth
Altshuler.
This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. Our topic tonight is psychotherapy and spirituality. And my guest is Lorraine Gordon. And we have another caller. Her name is Betty from Calabasas in California. And you had a comment to make about our closing remarks before the break, Betty. What were they?
That I didn't have to be that way for the longest time. And now, you know, especially getting to some of this present moment awareness tools under my belt, it puts me more in a position of choice, you know, that I still don't have, I can be dramatic when I want to be dramatic, because I do. There's a
and it can
there.
Be fun sometimes.
Yeah. And,
Betty,
and I love
your,
the message.
You're aware of it. You're watching it.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just getting to know a little bit about you, Stuart, so you're like a spiritual and therapist at the same time. You believe in both of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that the therapist that I see is the same way, too. So she's very supportive of this power of now. It's been dramatically changing. One of the things that I'm personally going through right now is taking care of an aging parent. And that brings up all kinds of issues because of her psychological challenges, you know, acorn not falling far from the tree theory kind of thing. And yet, at the same time, embracing my spirituality, knowing that these are all lessons, you know. And I've just found that present moment awareness has really given me a lot of tools to help me cope. But
can you give us something specific? Now, I know you've attended some of Lorraine's classes and workshops and stuff. Can you be specific how it's helped in some way? Because I think the listeners would be interested in that.
Okay. Well, I happen to keep finding out that there's a lot of us that are taking care of aging parents right now. And one of the things that a very specific thing is how when my mother's health has plummeted and my mind starts racing ahead and futurizing, oh my God, now this and now that, and you know, then remembering things from the past and having some tools to pull me back into the moment, you know, that this moment, you know, everything is okay, she's safe, you know, I'm making the best decisions mm-hmm. that I can and the wisest and all that. So, yeah, it's real hard not to, for me,
mm-hmm.
perhaps many others, not to worry, you know, so about the future.
So one of those tools I'm hearing from you is some reality statements. Instead of getting lost, letting your mind and letting your fear take you, you bring yourself back by just being in the moment and looking at the reality that you're sitting with right now as a way of centering yourself again. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Excellent.
Betty, I want to ask you a question because, you know, I'm aware of this situation with your mother. And the reality that you now are able to grasp and utilize is the exact same reality that it was before you started studying, doing this work with me. So what has specifically changed? What have you learned that has allowed you to get to that place where you can say, hey, nothing is wrong right now? What shifted within you?
Well, for one of the things is the awareness, you know, just being able to catch myself. Before, I had no clue. I was like a runaway, my mind was like a runaway train, you know. And being able to catch myself a lot more, not being present. Certainly, my favorite tools that help me get centered are breathing,
uh-huh.
you know, just taking nice, deep, conscious breaths, and also going into what I'm doing that moment more mindfully, paying more attention to it. Mm-hmm. And even though, you know, I may have some initial resistance to slowing down, as you can tell, you know, I'm kind of a hyper person.
Mm-hmm.
But once I get into the flow of that, it makes it much more peaceful.
Right. Well, Betty, I want to thank you for calling in. We do have another caller I want to try and get to before we run out of time.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, well, thanks for calling.
Thanks,
okay,
Betty.
Bye.
Continued good luck with your mom.
Thanks.
Okay, we have Vicki online?
Yes.
Hi, Vicki. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Phoenix.
Phoenix. Well, welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Well, I am a chronic planner. I am constantly thinking about what if, what alternatives for future plans, future projects, future activities, and that seems so at odd with how do I keep in the present moment awareness when my mind is busy projecting into tomorrow what I needed to do or for next week. Mm-hmm. How do I keep in that present moment awareness?
Okay, Lorraine?
You know, that's something that many of my students ask, and the idea is that we still have to have plans and goals and perhaps long-term ideas of how our life may go in the future, our retirement, et cetera, things like that. But the difference is we plan those things mindfully. So we sit down and we make our plans, but we don't let it take over the present moment. We make our plans for our retirement or for our goal or for our trips or for our children going to college, whatever it is, but we do it while we're in the present moment. We don't fall into the trap of life is worthless now because all I'm doing is trying to get there. Hmm. So in other words, we live our life today enjoying the fruits of our life, the miracles that are ever present at all the time, at all times. Only in that time we have plans and goals and we move towards them, but it doesn't take over our life. You see, when the future goal completely takes us over, it renders this moment as nothing more than a stepping stone. We're only here because we want to get there. And so what we want to do at that point is get away from this moment as quickly as we can. And this moment is our life. This is our life.
Does that make sense to you, Vicki?
So if we do that, if we make this moment, you know, negative, because it's not good enough, because we're not at our goal, the only thing that'll happen is once we get to our goal, we're going to be doing the same thing again. Because we do perpetuate whatever it is that we concentrate on.
Right.
And the reason I know this so well is this was who I was. I mean, life just wasn't good until I made it to wherever I was going, and then when I got there, I had to do it all over again, because that's what I did.
Is that helpful, Vicki?
That is very helpful.
Okay.
I can see the wisdom in that.
Right. Well, thanks for calling. We're going to be going into a break any minute, and I really appreciate that you're listening in Phoenix there. I hope you keep doing that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We'll be back for our final
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
They are simply the best in the world, touring across the country, barnstorming their way to immortality. The unforgettable Harlem Globetrotters.
Be part of the world's greatest basketball experience as the World Tour sponsor Burger King presents the Harlem Globetrotters. It's an experience that will stay with you forever. The men in red, white, and blue, the winningest team in basketball, are national treasures, having played in more than 21,000 games, 115 countries, and in front of 120 million people. It's a nonstop party of game and fame with mad skills, fantastic fun, and millions of laughs and memories. An event you'll never forget. Get your tickets now and be there to enjoy the Harlem Globetrotters. Unforgettable.
One night only at America West Arena, appearing Thursday, February 7th at 7 p.m. Tickets available at the arena box office or order online at Ticketmaster.com.
You're listening to Hot Talk 1100 KFNX with Don Imus in the morning from 5 to 9 a.m. and the Tom Likas Show from 4 to 8 p.m.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. We just have a few minutes left, and we actually have another caller, so I want to at least give her a minute or two here. Victoria from Los Angeles, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I have several, but I'll narrow it down to one. I have a question about present moment awareness. And I wanted to ask Lorraine, of all the tools that she uses to stay present, what is the one tool or way of staying the most present, especially when there's just a lot of mind chatter going on and a lot of thoughts about maybe a certain subject or a situation that comes up in your life? How do you really stay present?
Well, you know, something that you can do at any time and any place, and it's been so underrated, is breathe, Victoria. We don't breathe. And so what I teach is a deep diaphragmatic belly breath, which means when you inhale, you use your nose, and you inhale deep down into the bottom of your lungs. And when you do that, your belly actually balloons out. So you bring that oxygen way down deep. And then when you exhale again through your nose, and you feel a slight contraction in your diaphragm. Mm-hmm. And this is something you do, you know, you do it in sets if you can until you get used to it. Maybe do it four times to the count of four, four counts on the in-breath, hold for four counts, exhale for four counts, and then just be still for four counts before you take in the next inhale. And this may sound simple, and I know that you've heard it, you know, since you're a little girl, you know, count to 10 and take a deep breath. It is so powerful and so easy to do, no matter where you are. But
I know that it helps with physically, like calming down and relaxing. But how does it really transform those rampant thoughts that are going through your mind? How
it does.
Slow down.
It will help. There's no question.
Victoria, I want to thank you for calling in tonight. We are short on time and need to close up.
Okay.
But you can email Lorraine with any more questions, and her email address is Lorraine, L-O-R-A-N-E, at journeyintonow.com. So she might be able to answer a little bit more in detail or have some of those answers on her website.
Oh, great.
Okay, thanks for calling, Victoria. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye,
okay.
Victoria.
Lorraine, I want to thank you, too. Before I do my closing here, first of all, that was the most calls we've got on one show.
Wow.
So,
that's a popular subject today.
That was great, and I really appreciate it, you know, not having really met you before we talked earlier this week. I'm just real thrilled with what you've had to say and what I sense you do and who you are, and I appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you, Stu. And you know what? I feel exactly the same way about you.
Thank you.
I'm very impressed with your knowledge. And,
thanks. So I want to end with just a thought by Winston Churchill, who said, "Personally, I'm always ready to learn, although I do not always like to be taught." So what we're talking about here tonight sounds very simple, and it is, but it does take effort and determination and a willingness to learn and change. And that's what the show's about. And please keep listening. We'll be back next week, same time. Have a good night.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.
Hi, it's Imus for the morning, and you're listening to Hot Talk 1100 KFNX.
Hot Talk 1100 KFNX.
Revolution Radio. Revolution. Commissioner. Radio. Radio.
1100 AM KFNX. A division of the North American Broadcasting Company.
Where my DJ keeps it real.